So I found out recently that Google have or are due to release a new social network platform in May, and it's going to be called Circles. It's known as Google Circles, and it's supposedly meant to wipe the socks off Facebook. And with the thinking behind it, it's made for people more than Facebook is. Currently, the thinking behind it, from what I can tell, is from a guy called Paul Adams, who now works at Facebook, ironically. But the idea of thinking outside in and understanding what interactions people come across is quite an interesting concept, which I thought social media experts already talked about. But it seems Google's calling its new platform Circles because it's the circles that one individual would work in, and how these interactions are more or less important, and to pick these out naturally, I suppose, rather than letting people decide their privacy settings, which is what Facebook does. I'd imagine Google would do this on an automated fashion, depending on how often you communicate with certain people. And this is quite an interesting new development, but looking at the roles and titles and experiences that these people within the social media or social change, there's different terms that those people like to use as sort of what goes on in that world, and it's basically about digital technology, social media, and social change, but on the digital platform. And these are really great, exciting moments where the internet is being used and utilized in a very clever and effective way, not just for the means of the smartphone and mobile media. Geotagging is just one element, but if people who don't have that kind of a phone are still on a computer, on a desktop, then these social media elements still sort of plug into that. But it seems like people have now lost the plot. These social media developments have now kind of seeped into an area that's quite grey, and that social media experts are still calling social media and how to be sociable, whereas the reality of it is that it's another form of marketing, and it always has been, and I'm sure it is classed as social marketing, even though it's social media. But the point that is quite interesting now is that once Google releases that platform, there will be many more things in the future that I can see that manages to incorporate your individual interactions with the internet and with the world online, and therefore it's just no longer marketing on the mass billboard television newspaper campaign level. It's a much more subtle and direct approach in websites and anything digital. So you could be on a website and it could say 5,000 people liked this post and 200 people tweeted it, and it'll tell you the people that you know that tweeted it and the people that you know that liked it and made comments. And to have that kind of level of interest would supposedly maybe engage you a bit more, and I suppose it would. And this is really cool because it's quite relative. So if I wanted to speak to about something and I wasn't too sure, and then I knew that it wasn't just my best mate that commented, it was also someone from my social media business type journalistic kind of network, it's got credibility on both accounts. And it could be that I've just gone out for a meal and my best mate has said something, and I'd much rather trust him than the local newspaper or the national newspaper for that matter. I think it's really awesome the way this new development's about, but essentially it's diving into our personal life, using the digital technology and the privacies that we leave open, and it's still marketing. Social media is no longer going to be social media, it's going to be marketing. And well, let's see what the future brings, I guess, on that front.